This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Dick, you're a student of the history of McDonald's.
Yeah.
Are you aware of something they did 60 years ago called the Hula Burger? This was pre-Filet-O-Fish, by
is
the way.
It, is that no. something with a pineapple on it?
Fruit-centered Hawaii. Competitor okay. Hula Burger.
Sounds good. Oh, 60 years ago.
That looked good.
Yeah.
It's grilled pineapple slice on a in cheese on a bun.
No burger. No beef, you mean?
No.
I kind of remember this.
It's just fruit.
Thick pineapple. Like, who wants pineapple on bread?
Catholics on a Friday during Lent.
What if we replaced
that pineapple slice with fish?
I didn't see any stories yesterday about priests molesting people. They should have said more of that. Kids, I should say. There weren't really around yesterday.
I've had grilled
just
pineapple.
Mark Wahlberg on TV with a big cross on his head. You know,
any grilled fruit is actually pretty good.
But it's always I've had grilled pineapple, but it's like as a dessert, like with like cinnamon and sugar on it, and a scoop of ice cream,
right?
And that's awesome. But putting cheese on it
and bread,
yeah, no.
No, it's I don't know. I don't want fruit on a bun.
No,
you want it by the foot.
Yeah.
Well, if you're one of those who are sacrificing things for Lent, because we know a lot of people make some big sacrifices for Lent.
Right.
And then you eat your fish on Fridays. No meat. Apparently, you can customize the Filet-O-Fish at McDonald's now. I'm not familiar with this.
Well, fish is to do what with it then?
Well, you can double or triple your fish. Just ask for extra fillets.
Oh, wow.
Mm-mm. You could have a British pub style fish sandwich. You layer some French fries between the buns. I suppose you can do that yourself.
Well, that's Permani brother right there.
And the diner style upgrade is the you can transform it into a BLT hybrid. So you got bacon and fish and tomatoes.
This should be easy for me.
And lettuce.
Do they do that anyway.
In the store? And then they throw a slice of cheese in there. Which is supposed to balance off the...
It's all going to be one of those plays. If you ask somebody, they're going to go,
customize it any way you'd want.
Yeah. Well, according to a TikToker, the BLT Filet-O-Fish upgrade is a McDonald's employee suggestion. Since the Filet-O-Fish was created for meatless Fridays of Lent, it's important to note the BLT-inspired customization. It's not Lent-friendly because there's bacon in there.
Right.
There's meat in there, so... Yeah, you don't do that for your meatless Friday, but apparently you can get the BLT upgrade... If you just ask for it. Do they hate you if you ask for it?
Well, they hate you to
Probably.
Begin with.
Yeah, okay. they don't want you to be
they
there at
They hate you
all.
Because you're there.
Right.
Although I had a guy at a Wendy's, and he was hopefully not working for money, just working because he's bored. Retired old dude opened up the window the other day when I was taking Chloe through for a burger. And, man, customer service, nice as hell, you know. He wasn't a prick. Which was nice.
It's a guy at the gas station I go to that's like that.
Yeah. An old retired dude.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully he's retired, not working because he has to, because a lot of people still have to work to make ends meet.
They tend to be a little more friendly.
Yeah.
He seems in good spirits, and the guy in front of him, he's like, oh, you're walking around better. And he's like, hey, how's your kid in the football? Like, he's like,
he doesn't call you champ or chief?
No.
Okay, good. All right.
To get the freshest sandwich possible, you request that it be cooked to order or made fresh. It'll take you an extra 6 minutes. And they
will. Well, on top of what it takes to begin with, so it's going to take you 35 minutes.
Or do they just make you stand around for 6 minutes and then give you the same sandwich that they were going to give you already?
No, because you're getting the bacon.
Special
too. Because they're going to have to cook a little bacon.
It's got meat on it, though.
Yeah,
it's all meat.
So it doesn't count as a Friday.
Oh, for Lent. On
right.
Friend. Okay.
If you're a tried and true. True blue Catholic.
Right, yeah.
I was at a drive-thru the other day, and I know that it's frustrating when you're at the window and they tell you to pull forward and wait a couple minutes. Whoever's going to be at the window, if they're there for 6 minutes, you should tell them to pull ahead so everybody else, it's all stacking up. It was quite annoying.
I always think they're going to forget about me sitting out there. People forget about just sitting out there
with every second.
It doesn't happen too often for me, but I've been the guy that had to be pulled over thinking, they're not gonna, they forgot about me. I know they did. You know, you get all paranoid and you keep looking.
Yep.
The employee also suggests that you get a different bun. You swap it out for a regular burger bun.
Well, there's another story here.
The cheese and the bacon will make the steamed bun that it comes in a little mushy. Oh,
I didn't realize I was on a different bun.
Things you learn coming to work. Right.
Man, I just saw something about like the Arch Deluxe that McDonald's had out in the 90s that's considered like one of the biggest fast food fails ever.
What was that? I remember that. I remember that.
It was just a sandwich. It had a different bun. And
what, was that the cold warm thing? Was that that
no,
one?
No, okay, I think that was called the DLT.
Okay.
But you think. Yeah. Come on, you know.
This had I'm pretty sure this had a poppy seed bun and more of like a circular piece of bacon. Cheese, tomato, like a special, its own sauce.
That was at Arch one, right?
It was very good. And
spectacular
then
failure.
Okay. Went, yep.
I remember that.
It's too bad.
Burger King's bringing back the, looks like here it's something called the Maple Bourbon Barbecue Whopper. You heard that?
Mm-mm.
That's apparently bringing that back. I don't know.
Oh, now I'm looking. Oh, wow. That looks really good.
So I was at a restaurant last night. And
it says it was a popular Whopper.
Right.
I never heard of it before. You think if it was popular, I would have heard of it before. It sounds good.
You don't go to Burger King very often,
yeah,
do you, Todd?
No, I really don't.
No.
It's crispy
but
onions.
I also read on the story here that I might be going to these places more. Because article here says that chicken, red meat, has long been blamed for raising blood sugar and diabetes, blah, blah, blah. While chicken is widely considered healthier, researchers at Indiana University of Public Health, Bloomington, and Illinois Institute of Technology said the dietary recommendation for pre-diabetes test. And then it says here that it might, they found that blood sugars, insulin sensitivity, cholesterol, and inflammation markers did not change in any meaningful way. Chicken versus beef. Man, I didn't know that. I've avoided red meat for years because of cholesterol and heart and that kind of stuff. I don't avoid it completely for all you farmers out there that I do eat beef, but I pick chicken and fish over it 99% of the time.
Yeah.
And now it doesn't say anything about fish here, which I eat actually more than chicken. I eat a lot of chicken. So does that mean we can start eating burgers again?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Like Nick? Nick had fat blood because he thinks the burgers, right?
He still does.
Oh, I think
right.
It's got to be. It's got quite a combination of a lot of things.
Waiting to see what the guy getting into the cold tub with the jeans says.
Yes.
I pretty much follow.
You know.
Yeah. Whatever he says.
It's
yeah.
less dietary restrictions and things like that. It's just I avoid red meat because of the ensuing intestinal distress.
Because if you don't eat it for a long time, then you eat it.
Yeah.
If you eat it all the time, yeah.
Yeah, I throw down a burger or a big steak or something the next day is not going to be fun.
Yeah. That's only because you don't eat it that much. Same with me.
Yeah, and I don't need to get back in the habit.
Like Ryder makes pretty good steaks, and he's a pretty good cook, so once I'm eating more steak recently than I have in a long time, and I still feel like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a big solid.
Yeah, I love grilling steaks. I'm good at it, but I just don't eat them very often.
No, but the conventional wisdom on that changes all the time.
Yeah, I know, right. Yeah. It does.
Dietary science changes their mind all the time because they can. They get new information, and then they say, oh, we're thinking differently now.
Yeah.
But how did people survive? Like a lot of elderly people like lived on farms and just ate beef and lard.
That's a good
for
point.
Decades.
Yeah, my old man made it to 86, and he would have been longer, but it wasn't beef and lard that killed him. It was cigarettes. So, I mean, COPD and all that stuff at the end. Good point. How do they live that long, eating like that?
Yeah, your 90-year-old grandma just like cooking up like a lard concoction.
My grandfather, my dad's side, his dad was 92. He had diabetes most of his life and ate like a pig.
Yeah, but what they didn't do was mix in ultra processed foods as their snacks.
It didn't exist, right?
And a bunch of sugary drinks that are probably bad for you too, all that stuff.
Well, that was a lot of that though.
That was not an option then.
Yeah, no. Right? Your great grandparents were eating what the farm gave them, and that's all pretty natural.
Grandpa never had a Red Bull.
Tyler and I might be the first generation that gets just got hammered with the ultra processed food.
Yeah.
No, I think it's these guys behind us.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think you guys, in your 20s and 30s, that was starting to be a thing.
Doritos.
Boxes and boxes of cereal.
Well, I did for years, right?
Chips.
Yeah. Designed to get you addicted.
Chips.
Speaking of ultra-processed, I'd been craving a Lunchable.
Oh, yeah.
I know they're good. I know they're psychic. But the crackers are different now. Like,
oh,
I don't
really?
Know. The level of cracker has really gone down in the Lunchable.
There is really? A seriousness in yeah. his eyes when
I
he
like
says that.
I like Lunchable.
It's disappointing.
Yeah. Like, I get it.
You used yeah. to just. You used to just be able to count on it now.
See, I think you need some sort of like mustard or something in with those because just the dry cracker, meat and cheese, nah, you need something in there.
That, I think they make up for that with making the meat wetter than it would normally be.
Oh, wet meat. Oh, it is kind
of
wet.
Injecting a
it's
bunch
like
of
sweated.
Water into that
yeah.
turkey. Yeah.
So you don't mind wet ham.
Yeah, sweating that. Sweating meat.
Yeah. I avoid the ham in the Lunchable. I'm turkey.
Apparently
all day.
Go ahead.
And I think the rich would throw it off. Like, there was a certain flavor to the Lunchable cracker, and I don't know. Everything dies.
Do I even want to ask you about
everything
pizza Lunchables?
Dies.
Oh, I'm an adult.
Sure.
So I was at a restaurant. I was at a restaurant last night with some friends of mine, and I had a piece of salmon with some stuff on it. It's like a $30 meal.
Can you define the stuff?
You know, it had some shrimp and some cheese. It was really good. But it was a $30 meal. Listen to this deal. I don't want to advertise it now, so I'm not going to say the name, but... The deal was, that meal was $30, and there's a deal on the table that you could get the exact same meal to take home for $10.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I said, well, then give me the $10 one. She's heard that joke before.
Yeah.
Shocker.
So I did it. I said, what the hell? So I can get the exact same meal and take one home with me, because I was leaving, going home anyway, put in the fridge for $10. She goes, yeah. I said, wow, that's a pretty good deal. But does that mean they're overpricing the original meal?
It sounds like.
Probably.
Yeah, it does. Yes. I mean, there's always that. It's a great deal.
Well, it sounds like they want to get you out of the restaurant.
No. You eat your meal.
Oh.
No, you eat your meal.
So that's not available to you until you finish your plate. Your plate and you'll get another
$10. No. If you just finish, you order that meal and you eat it.
Yeah.
And you eat, that's just your meal. And then if you want another one to take home, it costs you $10.
Oh, but
do you have to get the same thing you just
yes,
ordered?
Yes, the same thing. Yeah.
That's wicked. I'm sure you like it.
Oh, no.
But then
excuse me. That's not true. You have to order something. Like, you just can't come in and get the $10 one.
Okay.
But you got to order a meal, an entree, for sure.
You consider getting something else so you're not...
Well, I just didn't really think. I said, that was good. I'll just give you one of those.
No,
I
that's
wouldn't
stupid.
Think about it.
If you can give me that meal for $10,
right.
give me that meal for $10.
For $10 yeah. now. Yeah. Right. Because I know the wine was probably expensive as hell. I've been drinking.
Well, no, they're probably losing money on the second one, but they're making an inordinate amount on the first. Because basically, it's two $20 meals in the end.
Yeah,
they're still making money.
Why even offer that? That seems odd.
But the $30 meal was probably, I've eaten a lot of restaurants, and it was definitely something that should cost $30. Good portion, good fish, everything. So that didn't bother me so much. I mean, that's expensive. I get everything's expensive now. Don't believe the lies. Everything's expensive now. And but the $10, I thought it was a great deal. You almost can't pass it up.
$10 is a good deal.
That's what I mean.
$30's not. You know, they've
well, that's not
us.
A good deal, but you're also getting, like Puss said, you're getting two $20 meals.
That's basically what it is.
Right, yeah.
So they probably their cost is probably somewhere around $15.
Yeah.
I wonder what their incentive is to even offer that.
It worked. I mean, three of us did it.
It must work out financially in the end for them, or they wouldn't do it.
Yeah. And you're always looking for deals, Nick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was Carrabba's.
How are you going to heat the...
The audience is probably thinking, just tell us.
How are you
going to
heat the salmon?
Carrabba. It was Carrabba's.
You got to put that in the oven, right?
Yeah.
You
don't want to microwave the salmon.
No, I don't know if I'm going to do it later on. I might make a sandwich out of it. I don't know. It's upstairs waiting for me right now. I should bring it back and eat it for you guys.
Man, there's nothing better than having leftovers. You can just think about those leftovers.
I know. And this isn't even leftovers. It's a brand new meal. It's not even been pre-chewed. You know.
You baby bird your food before you take it home? What are you doing?
There's no bites out of it, nothing, no saliva on it, no wet ham, whatever.
Oh, yeah, speaking of that, Nick, Kevin says the Walmart brand Lunchables way better.
Yeah. Okay.
Give them a try.
I will. The regular Lunchables are dead to me until they change these crackers.
You're an adult.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.